All right, so this is the Soccer Nomad podcast. I have a couple guys from LC Atlanta join me to talk about their group and Liverpool Football Club. So we just got done with Liverpool Crystal Palace. So it was a 2-1 result, pretty dramatic. At 70 minutes, I was a little worried because this would have been my third game with you guys and you had lost the first two. So I was a little nervous that this podcast would not happen because you guys would turn on me, but Liverpool turned it around, penalty right at the end. So Liverpool Football Club, Atlanta, how'd you guys get formed?
So we started back in 2008. It was myself, Stuart, with Jamie Harrison and Ben Butler. A couple of other guys too. We used to watch games at various pubs around Atlanta, and I think Rira opened right around then, so we started watching them there. And we just said, hey, we need to start a group. We need to get together and do something about this, and we did. And here we are 8 years later with 200, 300 people last week for the cup final. So it's gone from strength to strength.
Great. So how's the typical match day experience go for you guys?
Depending on the day, especially on the weekends, we will have priority entry for our members. Our members pay a $35 membership fee. They get a t-shirt, discount at Meehan's Downtown, which is our LFC Atlanta official pub, and other discounts, Anfield Shop, sometimes with World Soccer Shop. But those paid members will get priority entrance first. Big events, they'll get that priority entrance as well. Then we'll let other LFC fans and general public that are, you know, looking around, seeing what's up.
Yeah, and we do want to just say thank you to Meehan's. We've been here for 8 years with them, you know, since the day that they opened, and Ian and Macken and now Rob Macken have been absolutely fantastic. You know, they open up for every game. Back in the early days, 2008, 2009, I remember we'd have four or five fans at the bar and they're kind of looking at us saying, what's going on here? But they stuck with us, and now, even on quiet days, it's a decent turnout. And on the full days, like it was last week, it's hundreds of people. So thanks to Ian and everyone at Meehan's Downtown for sticking with us and now decorating the bar in a sea of red.
Yeah, over the bar, you know, the scars from the different LC groups, which is kind of cool. I mean, the one, I think today is the first time I noticed the one from Sweden.
Correct. The area is, there's a lot of conventions in this part of the city, so you'll have a lot of international travelers, and of course, those international travelers are football fans. So they will go to LFC site or whatever their supporters club site is, and will actually find us. And we've had guys from Sweden, lots from the UK,
Australia.
And we've got a couple from Australia. So those that know that they'll bring a scarf, we'll try to trade a scarf with them.
Awesome.
And they'll take it back to their home pub. So it's...
And you'll see that now in a lot of the other bars across the U.S. We do the scarf trade, and like I know in New York they put a lot up as well. So it's kind of a tradition, and what we don't want to do is just ask them for a scarf and mail it in. Each scarf someone has gone and got and swapped, so there's a personal story behind it. And we've got
right. One
of our fans that says, hey, I went and got that one, or I swapped that one. I think the Sweden one was mailed to us, but we'll allow that exception because it's so far away and none of us are planning to go to Sweden anytime soon. But especially for the U.S. ones, it's more of a swap, and when we go to the bar and have that experience.
One of our members, Manish, actually went to the Vancouver Supporters Club and brought back, there's a Vancouver scarf there.
Awesome.
So that was impressive for him to bring back. So,
well, we do raffles as well at the big games.
Right.
So every home weekend game at Meehan's, we'll do a raffle for a signed shirt. We just got some John Flanagan shirts in. I just ordered some Xabi Alonso shirts. And we're fortunate that we've got some good contacts that we've built up at the club over the years. So we're getting these things directly from the source. We're not getting them from like a third-party website. So I know the members really enjoy that. And we give the members double raffle tickets so they have more chance of winning. And I think, Dave Jackson, you just won last week's, right?
I did.
What did you win?
A signed home shirt from this season with many, many players. Markovic, Lallana, off the top of my head, and I'm sure so many more. I'd have to go back and figure out who all the autographs are from.
But yeah, so we do the shirts, and another great thing on match day is a lot of the families that come in. So we get a lot of folks that bring in the kids and the little ones, and you know, they realize that it can get a little loud and rowdy, so they've got a little area where they sit. But it's always great to see families down here as well.
We always have a great a very interactive match day experience, and we encourage people to do the same. Like there's always like a few of us who are always leading the songs, and it gets pretty raucous, and it's a lot of fun for everybody, really.
Absolutely. So one thing that's happened recently is sort of the home and away thing. So I was here for Manchester United, Liverpool, and that was awesome. Why don't you guys talk about that real quick?
We actually started the home and away 3 or 4 years ago, and we did it with Spurs because we helped get them set up at Meehan's Atlantic Station. And yeah, I think we were fortunate enough to beat them on both of the first two occasions, and they weren't sure about coming back here, so that kind of fell by the wayside. But we do it with the Manchester United supporters group, which has been great, and then also with the Chelsea supporters group, the official group based out of Rera, Atlanta. We do home and away, and for the upcoming UEFA games, Liverpool United will be doing home and away for that. So it's a great way just to meet your fellow fans, get the atmosphere going, and just have a bit of fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a great time. So let's talk about the website real quick. You guys have some blog videos, news, pics, or talk about that real quick.
Yeah, our website designed by one of our own, Brandon Ivy. Nice. We've got about eight, nine different tabs on there. We have a couple of people, including Dave Jackson, writes a blog. We have Liverpool news, videos and pics, some of our albums, including the Cup Final. We have pictures of LFC Atlanta fans at Anfield, holding up their LFC Atlanta scarves. Keep up on our events there, and also we have our own code of conduct.
That's one of the things that jumped out for me. It's very comprehensive, and I like how it sort of sets expectations and boundaries. Why don't you talk about the development of that, how it works?
Yeah, so we're an official Liverpool supporters club, which means that the club has provided us with a set of guidelines to go through so that we can become official. We're now listed on the website. And part of that is to have a code of conduct. And it's not mandatory, but it's something we wanted to put in place. And Jonathan Edwards, who isn't here today, helped us write this up. But it's basically a way just to make sure people understand and respect that even though we're here to have a game and sometimes have a few pints, that we want to respect all of our fans and we want to welcome anyone and everyone, which includes members of the opposition, which includes kids. You know, we just want a family-friendly environment and abide by the Liverpool way, which is it's kind of a code of conduct that the club promotes. That we like to abide by and just make sure everyone's aware of.
Absolutely. The second part of it deals specifically with home games, sort of. Like today was a Sunday morning game, so don't drink, don't complain, that sort of thing. It's very interesting. I like how it's out there and like this is what we do, this is who we are. So I just found that really interesting.
Yeah, and it does allow us on the occasion that there might be a situation that's not optimal to kind of reference this and deal with it in a very easy way. So that helps us. But just one thing as well, going back to the website, we've got a list of members' benefits on there, so you can become a member. One of those benefits is that we can apply for and get tickets to home games at Anfield throughout the season. We've had a pretty good success rate, about 90% over the last 2 years. So 90% of everyone that applied got a ticket. In fact, Dave Jackson, you were there in January watching the Arsenal game.
I was. And it was an absolutely terrific match to attend as well.
And where did you get to sit?
I was about seven rows behind the goal in the lower Anfield Road end.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Saw two of Firmino's go in and two of Arsenal's too. But it's always a lot more fun when there's plenty of goals on either side as opposed to just 0-0 draw.
Absolutely. So another thing on the website, you had some pics from LFC's tour in 2014. What other events has the group done? What are you guys looking to do in the future?
Yeah, so whenever Liverpool comes on tour, they've been to the States twice in the last 6 or 7 years. We're able to get advanced information and notice from the club. It includes things like special tickets for training sessions, and a couple of us have been lucky enough to meet some of the players as well. So we're looking forward to that happening. The rumors are that Liverpool's over here this summer in 2016. Hasn't been announced yet, but we're hoping that if and when it does, that we'll get priority access to some things there.
Now, that sort of segues into the visitors you guys have had. So, I'm a Manchester United fan. We just had Norman Whiteside for our Legends dinner. Talk about who you guys have had in town.
Yeah, so I got to meet Norman Whiteside. I came out to dinner with you all for that, so that was a good night. And, Steve, Barry, and the rest of them are doing a great job there. We started this off with Roy Evans, which was about a year ago, ex-manager of Liverpool. So we reached out to the club directly, got in touch with Roy. He was happy to come over. So we had him here for a long weekend. We did a charity event that day. We had St. Baldrick's in, doing the shaved heads for kids' cancer, which was great. And I was one of the fortunate ones to have Roy Evans shave my head. So that's my little claim to fame, is that an ex-Liverpool manager has shaved my head. So, I dare anyone to try and beat that. And then we had Ronnie Whelan here, which was back in the autumn.
September.
And he was great. Came in, played a round of golf with him and his wife. He was here for a game. We kind of had a meet and greet. We had like a dinner with him with some folks. So it's just a great opportunity to meet these legends, and you get to hear a lot of stories that they're not going to announce in the press, right? And you get kind of the inside scoop on a few things. So our goal is to get at least one legend over each year and maybe more.
You working on anybody for 2016, or are you allowed to say?
We can't get into who, but we are definitely working on one or two.
I've got a firm commitment from an ex-player that's still playing, not with Liverpool anymore, that once he retires, he's going to come visit us in Atlanta.
Awesome. So you guys are also involved in the community. I know you're playing Atlanta Champions League.
I will be in the Champions League, yeah. Yep, for Liverpool.
So what else, you know, Soccer in the Streets is obviously a big charity in Atlanta. What else do you guys do in the community?
We work with those two. We also do, we've done St. Baldrick's in the past.
We do the LFC Foundation, which is the charity set up by Linda Pizzuti, who's John Henry's wife, the owner. We've donated at least $500 to that this year. We also have close ties with Jamie Carragher's 23 Foundation, and we probably donated $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 to them in the past 5 years since we started. And Soccer in the Streets as well.
Awesome. So Michael and I are playing against each other tonight in the Supporters League for Sons of Pitches. Why don't you talk about that real quick?
Having a blast in it. First time actually playing soccer in an organized league. About five of us, five members from here, are playing in the league, and then friends of friends who are all Liverpool fans are actually playing. Sons of Pitches does a great job with the Supporters League. There is Boston Yarn Terminus Legion. There is a United team. There's an Arsenal team.
Diversity in Our Streets, which is Guardians. Right. Real Madrid played last season.
They do a fantastic job. Just looking forward to Sons of Pitches is doing a lot of good work as far as not only getting people together for pickup, but also doing a lot of training, a lot of side charity work as well. So fantastic for them.
So awesome. So you guys are all Liverpool fans. I guess I just want to touch real quick on sort of how you found the club and memories and that sort of thing.
I found the club because I was born and raised over there, and it was, you were either red or blue growing up, and we were red, thankfully, so mine was kind of from birth.
For me, I'm a native from Atlanta and grew up playing football, baseball, basketball, soccer. Wasn't into it. Probably the typical American response to soccer, it's soccer. I would watch the World Cups, cheer for the U.S., and once that was done, it would fade away. 2014, something happened. It clicked. And I was like, okay, I need this to continue. A friend of mine had been into soccer all his life. His kids play soccer. And I just asked him, okay, I need this to happen. Who do you cheer for? He said Liverpool. That was it.
Awesome. How about you, Dave?
It was right after the 2010 World Cup that I decided that I was going to like be more of a football fan in general. And I said to myself one day, okay, I'm going to find a Premier League team to support. And the more I read about Liverpool as opposed to a lot of other clubs, the more I identified with how proud we were of our history, the working class traditions, how we, you know, support the club, support the players no matter what. And so, you know, from that day forward, I was a Liverpool supporter. And through good times and bad meaning in the summer of 2010 when we were owned by Hicks and Gillette and had just sacked Rafa Benitez and appointed Roy Hodgson. And then I have if you'd indulge me, I have a little story about how I found LFC Atlanta.
Absolutely.
In the summer of 2012, LFC came to the States. I think it was their first U.S. tour, maybe. And I had traveled by myself to Boston and Baltimore. One day in Boston, we were outside Harvard University waiting for the players to come around and sign autographs, and it just so happened that I was stood next to Raj Patel, who is about as passionate a Liverpool supporter as you will find anywhere. it really shows through on match days.
When he gets here, he's not here very often. Yeah.
And I just happened to hear him talk about or mention that he was from Atlanta. And so I said, oh, hey, I'm from Atlanta too. And so he introduced me to Stuart, he was there, and Ben Butler and Adam Wright, who is a brilliant supporter as well. They were all there. And from that fall onward, I was pretty much a regular at Meehan's.
Like you mentioned, like you touched on, Liverpool has a very rich history. Why don't you guys talk about your favorite memories or favorite players or stuff like that?
My favorite memory is, well, there's so many of them, but I probably got to say the 2005 Champions League final. You know, Meehan's wasn't open then, and we were at Fido's in Bucket, the old Fido's now, before they built the new one. And I always remember that day because there was a guy outside on a crane that had just committed some crime. He shot someone, and the police helicopters were hovering around. At halftime, we're 3-0 down. Someone says, there's a guy outside on a crane, so we all go outside. And start clapping him or something stupid like that, and we come back in. But then we score those three goals, go extra time, win on penalties. The rest is history. That day is foggy, but that's probably my best recent memory, other than getting back and watching the games live.
For me, my Liverpool history is so short, it's still building. So I would have to actually go back to this past November with us beating Man City 4-1. And up until that point, I'd never seen the bar react like that. The supporters club coming in 14-15 season. Still under Rodgers, lots of stuff going on. Didn't do as well, especially all the hype from the season before I started supporting the 13-14 with the title run. So I would have to say that City match for me. And then aside, also meeting Roy Evans and Ronnie Whelan. That was, even though obviously they were before my time, pretty impressive. And actually in this room, sitting with Roy Evans, having a beer, just talking. We weren't talking about Liverpool. We were just, it was a bunch of guys hanging out. It was fantastic.
And then we also got the chance to go to Reroll when we were fortunate to beat them. Beat Chelsea this year as
that
well.
That is true.
And we had a good time that day, right?
It's a good day when you can play. You'll never walk alone on a Chelsea Bar's PA system.
In addition to like the brilliant Ronnie Whelan and Roy Evans visits, and then like so many memorable days at Meehan's in the that 2013-14 season when we were on the cusp of winning it. But for me, more than that, I think it was my trip to Anfield this January, because it's like it's a bit like going to church. it's definitely a once in a lifetime thing for like a Liverpool supporter in the States, because you know it's not a trip that you can take that often.
Mm-hmm.
And being able to like you know scream myself hoarse at the goals and you know. Moan and even moan when you know one of our players made a mistake. It was just and seeing the cops singing "You'll Never Walk." Everyone's singing "You'll Never Walk Alone" and flags and scarves all off on the cop. It was just an unforgettable experience.
So Dave, is it true that you were nearly late for your first game on Anfield?
That's true. The match day traffic from Liverpool One, which is like the big you know commercial development in the city center, over to Anfield was so bad. And with about 10 minutes to spare before kickoff, our bus driver just like pulled to a halt, like 1/5 of a mile away from Anfield, and we just like fast walked / jogged the rest of the way. I got into my seat like during "You'll Never Walk Alone."
Wow!
And fortunately, I got to like you know get my scarf up and sing along, but it was a skin of my teeth kind of thing.
Right. And was that the LFC Atlanta scarf, Dave?
It was.
So one of the things that we've done that's been really successful, and I think all the members and fans enjoy, is creating the scarves. So we personalized it with LFC Atlanta on it. And that's a cool little thing when people go to Anfield taking the picture and representing Atlanta. And I think you see that across all the supporters groups, because we're pretty well connected with the other groups in the U.S., you know, there's Boston, New York, pretty much every major city's got a group, and they all have their own scarves now with the city name on it, so that's kind of become a good trend. And then just actually last week, we printed a new scarf, and we incorporated our Fans of the Season on it. So what we like to do each season, we started this 4 years ago, is just recognize the fans that come to a lot of the games, help the group out, help spread the message and the word, just for a bit of fun. And we're in our fourth year of doing that. And this year it was actually Michael Crump's turn. We announced him as Fan of the Season. And we've actually had a scarf made, and we put all four of our Fans of the Season on it. So that was a little surprise for Crump. He didn't know that was coming.
Absolutely floored. For the people that have been here, the three other Fan of the Seasons, to be on with them's an honor. But when you flip it over and you've got Steven Gerrard on the other side of a scarf, it's pretty amazing. Coming in, that was... who I gravitated to was Steven Gerrard. Of course, everyone loves Stevie G, but that's who I gravitated to. So to be on the same scarf is a complete honor for me. So I'm totally floored.
And then, you know, just thinking about other things, today we had a guy in driven up from Columbus, Georgia, for the game, and he comes up whenever he can. It's amazing the people that we've got to meet over the years, you know, not just locally, but people that drive in. And I think a big part of this is that we've all made friends and met people that without the group we wouldn't have met them. So it's brought people together, and you've got a great set of friends now. It's not just fans at the bar, it's actually friends getting together and watch the game. And I think that's a real good message and a good sort of success story for what we've done as well.
Absolutely. That's what I've been learning in these conversations with the Atlanta group. So say I moved here about 18 months ago, and so just this is how I network. I just start talking to people about soccer because that's what I like, and it's great that you can meet so many people. I mean, and the whole Liverpool history. I had Ken Kender on a couple pods ago about his book. And,
good friend of ours.
Yeah, and you know we had a lot of memories. I talked to him a lot about the Spice Boys because that's kind of what. Like when I started following, that was the Liverpool team at the time. But I was like Patrick Berger. I loved his hair mostly. But
yeah, did man crush on him?
A little bit. Not as bad as some other players. But I just like Patrick Berger. Of course, Michael Owen. Like he was always a threat to United. But he's just so great. There's been so many great Liverpool players in the history of the club. It's just watched the 94th movie. I believe Miracles. I don't know if you guys have seen that, but. There's like this whole history before the Premier League, and I'm slowly filling it in. And like the Liverpool has an amazing history, and you know, back-to-back European Cups and all those trophies. It's just they've been filled with so many great players, and they're obviously a big rival for Manchester United. But I mean, the reason why is because they're two gigantic clubs.
Yeah, and it's great that we can have that friendship with the Man United fans here, and I think a lot of us know all the guys over there. And, you know, us being the most successful club in English history, it's always fun getting together with them because obviously we're excited now with Klopp because we think he's going to take us forward and we're just going to add to our trophy haul. So it won't be long before we get up to 20 with them and add to the five that we've already got in the Champions League.
So why don't you guys plug how people can get a hold of you, website, social media, that sort of stuff.
Through Facebook, you can find us if you just search LFC-Redmond and Liverbirds. That's LIVERBIRDS. You can find us there. We are also on Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, and now Snapchat, all at LFC Atlanta.
And our website is lfcatlanta.com. Where you can come and sign up for a mailing list. You'll get emails about the game each week that tells you the time and the schedule and the plans, as well as sign up for the memberships through the website.
Well, I just want to thank you guys for joining us. I've been joined by Stuart, Michael, and Dave of LFC Atlanta, and hopefully we'll see you guys soon, maybe Thursday, for Europa League.
We're ready. Yep, we're going to do home and away, actually, with Man United for that. So first leg, we're going to invite them down here. Second leg, we're going to go up to Fidoz. It's tricky because it's a midweek game. But get those doctors and dentists appointments ready, and we'll see you there.
And the second leg is also on St. Patrick's Day, so it should prove to be even more interesting. So just go ahead and take the day off.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening to the Soccer Nomad podcast. Let me know what you think by commenting on the Podomatic page or giving the show a review and rating on iTunes. And help me spread the word by sharing this podcast with a fellow soccer fan. You can follow me on Twitter at AustinLong1974 and please visit my blog soccernomad.wordpress.com for posts on kits, memories, and more. Thanks again.